It's another year, how swiftly come. So now it's 2015, a brand new year. The beginning of the year, we gather here in the house of God, and we are going to offer our first prayer to our Lord Jesus Christ for this new year. So just like the lyric says, it's so touching. It's a prayer, actually. So time now has passed. Hell, the new year. So last night, if you stayed late, you heard those fireworks. Right? Here is okay, not that crazy. Yeah, sometimes just here, there. So people, they so happy. It's a new year, new beginning. But we as saints of Jesus Christ, we at God's house, before His throne, we gather in here, worshiping Him with thanks, we sing. Praise is ascend to Christ, our King. So let this prayer fill with all the praise and thanksgiving to our King, Lord Jesus Christ. The second verse, Father, we thank you for past care, blessing and guiding through the year. So no matter what, 2014 is a history, it's past. Good or bad, we have no chance to revise it. It has been recorded. So, blessing or guiding through the year, actually, we all experience it. That's why last night we all witness, brothers and sisters, how you reflect this 2014. And take now this year, show us thy way. CYSC, we learn to crucify our own habit. We want to establish a new pattern. We want to walk in God's way. So show us your way. That's what we pray. Keeping us from straying, Lord, we pray. Because the King of the world also is working very hard to make people confused which way is the right way. Father, protect us from all wrong. We serve helping the throne. So our Lord Jesus, He sent us the Holy Spirit as a comforter, a counselor, as a helper, to protect us, to guide us. So prevent us from doing all wrong. So Lord, grant us the wisdom and the power, your will to do each passing hour. So this is a new year resolution. Your will be done. Let every one of us become His holy vessel to do His will in every passing hour. So we are not even waste an hour, because every minute, every hour count. Don't let your time just pass by and do nothing, or just doing something even will hurt our spirituality. Okay. So verse 4 says, dear Lord, increase our faith each day. This is what we pray. To higher planes, lift us, we pray. How can we be lifted up by our Lord? We humble ourselves. With humility, we come to Him, we kneel down and ask for His grace. We praise our work within your hand, or give us peace, revive again. This is a very wonderful hymn. Usually we sing it at the end of year or beginning of year. But usually we have to ponder again and again. So hope this is a brand new one. We can revise our faith, really submit ourselves to Lord Jesus, to His Word, and we can have a transformation after this. I see. Let's turn one verse to John chapter 16. John 16. Verse 8 to 11. John 16, verse 8. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. 9. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. 10. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. 11. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. So, Holy Spirit, He will give us the authority and the power to judge, the prince or the ruler of the world. So, after Jesus, He resurrected from death. He breath to his disciple in John chapter 20, I think it's 21. He breathed to them and then he sent them. It's in verse 21, right? John 20, 21. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." 22. And when he has said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. So we can see how this entrust Jesus give the commission to his disciple to go out to preach, and for those who believe will receive baptism. At the same time, Jesus promised to his disciple this authority and power to be able to do the judgment, forgiven the sin or retain the sin. So this power, actually, we can see how it is important to preach the gospel. So when we do outreach, we proclaim the word of God to those who are non-believers. We always proclaim, this is how Holy Spirit will bring the testimony. Witness of Holy Spirit. So through the power of Holy Spirit, the water will have the effect of Holy Spirit. So we actually will be, we are baptized in the blood of Jesus. Physically, it's only water. But in spirit, this is for the remission of sin. Okay. But regarding pastoral work, to every disciples of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit also give us the power. This power is to transform us. So transformation, this is what we have to do every day. Because the judgment means Holy Spirit have the power and authority to do the judgment. He will judge. First, we'll judge the ruler of the world. So if Holy Spirit is going to condemn just Satan, how can we be just be follower of Satan or just be conformed with this world? Because this world is temporary. It's going to be destroyed. So we must stand in the right place, knowing our identity first. If we know it, then we have this power, this helper, to transform our life. Every hour, every day, we are doing the right thing. We are going to fulfill the will of the Holy Spirit, the Father. So our life will be very meaningful. So in order to have this transformation for this new year, let's come to Ephesians chapter 5 to see. Together we can have a new vision to do. In order to have a new pattern of life, we may have an old habit or new habit, no matter what. I look at review one group of your discussion about old habit and new habit. Because I just get one. Share about the good habit. Most of the answer is related to our lifestyle. We may have a good habit to clean things after ourselves. Or some may have a good habit to put their sleeping quarter very well. Just they fold their sleeping bag, just like a square of tofu. Or some may be very good, have a good habit in prepare everything at night before go to sleep. So the next morning, you're not going to be too rushed. Yeah, this is all the kind of good habit we can have. But it all related to our living. But the good habit, the more important thing actually is related to our faith. How to keep ourselves holy. And really, just like him say, we are doing God's will every hour. So we have to really form a good habit to help our faith, our daily life, just like what Jesus did. Because Jesus, he is our model. He is the firstborn. So in everything, he give us example already, right? Not Jesus, he is our Savior. Not only he saved our life, he sacrificed his whole life, precious life for atonement of our sin. But don't forget, Jesus, he was a man living in this world. So his life actually is a model for us to follow. You can see how Jesus, he used his time so wisely. No waste, right? No waste. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. We take 3 points here. From chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Let's all become the copycat of Jesus Christ. How about that? As a copycat, right? Whatever he did, right? We've copied. So this is called we imitate Jesus Christ. Imitate God, of God. God is invisible. So imitator of God means we imitate Jesus Christ as his dear children. So this is what we do. Second verse. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. So walk in love. Walk in love. The past SSC, winter SSC. The J1, J2 student, their theme is a life of love. Love. In this CYC, we learn the book of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. It's all talking about love, right? Let us live out a life of love. Walk in love. This will transform our our characteristic, will change our personality. We may be in bad temper because of gene, because of your parents, a bad habit or the bad temper. But through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, He will transform us. So we are able to walk in love. Just like Jesus, He is so kind, so good, right? Loving kindness to everyone. So what he did is always out of love. And at the end, He sacrificed His life for us. So today we have a chance to sit here to enjoy His love and the peace. Okay, so Jesus, He gave us this aroma. He sacrificed Himself, and then give us this sweet smelling aroma. Let us be His follower. So in our life, we were just like a good testimony to everybody. The Holy Spirit is going to change us. Okay, so as His disciple, we all have the same characteristic, love. Okay, so with love, we can serve. With love, we will be kind to others. We will have compassionate. We have considerate to others. Okay. All right, so from verse 3, we can see how we have to abstain all these filthy things, this uncleanness. Take it away from our heart, from our mind, from our mouth, from our ears, from our eyes. Okay? So make us just like a holy temple for the Holy Spirit to move on, to work, to manifest this love of Jesus Christ. The second, it's verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as the children of light. Verse 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and the truth. So, verse 11, verse 10, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Okay? So the second is, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. We find it out with light, with this guidance of Holy Spirit, we will find out what is acceptable to the Lord. So you know, when we waste time in the games, you know, we just doing those unprofitable things to internet, all this media, mass media, we know it's not right. He's unrighteous to Jesus Christ. He redeemed us. How can we just waste time sitting there to fulfill our own desire? To use this old habit to make us feel good. How can we to hurt Jesus that much, right? Okay, so let's walk in the light. And then let us bring the fruit of Holy Spirit in all goodness, righteousness, and the truth. This Holy Spirit, you will help us to submit to the truth and bear fruit. Okay. Number 3. Let's go together to do it. Number 3. Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Let us be wise. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. Holy Spirit is going to judge the world, the ruler of all world. So don't be deceived by the world. So in this CYC, we emphasize so much. We have to crucify this our fresh desire. We have to crucify the world. We need to defeat Satan. We have to overcome it because Jesus, he promised us this victory already. So let us be wise, not as fools. Redeem the time because the days are evil and the day is coming. So do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So make up, grant us the wisdom so we know how to live our every single day. You can see in the level, the chart, you know, last night we all see it. When our spirituality will live up, how we feel so fulfillment or satisfied. Satisfaction comes from where? From God, right? So the more we put focus in God, the more positive we in our life will be. So you can see December, January, the high peak, right? It's just a very, very interesting chart. You can make it as a report. For those who have an academic research, this is a good trend to the data to collect and then to analyze it. And this, you can see how the curve happened. So start from June, July, August. Usually this is the time of pastor are so busy. Every day we have things to do, you know. But at the same time, this brings more joyful and satisfaction in among our members. So you can see how God will transform our heart. Even though we may physically so exhausted, right? But in spirituality, we actually feel so wonderful. So that's why Peter, he said to Jesus, "It is so good to be here," right? But physically, Peter and John, they have nothing. They even never consider themselves, I have to build another tent for myself. Right? Just consider three tents for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. But how about himself? He actually, at this moment, he denied himself totally. All his focus for his eyesight on Jesus only. So let us be transformed by this power of Holy Spirit. We walk in love, we walk in the light, then we behave as a wise, not as a fool.